Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. This morning, we'd like to pray for struggling Christians. These may be Christians that are struggling with certain sins that they just can't seem to shake off. Perhaps these are struggling Christians that have certain people around them that are hindering their following of Christ. Or maybe even a Christian with issues of self-esteem or depression that causes them to fall into various sins or temptations. And so there are so many other ways in which a Christian can be struggling. We have different weaknesses and strength. And the Bible tells us, even Jesus himself in Matthew 26, verse 41, he tells his disciples to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so he says here that this is a difficult thing, but he says that in order to escape temptation, that we must watch and pray. And think about the song that I use for this podcast, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And in one verse, it says that they have oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Can that be said of you this morning? Can it be said of me? So there are many struggling Christians all around the world, and so would you pray with me for all of the struggling Christians around the world? Father in heaven, we thank you for all that you are and all that you have done for us, providing us a place to be, and that is in Christ, where the saved are. We thank you for every Christian around the world. We are thankful that they have made the decision to follow you, no matter the cost. Father, we know that there are many struggling Christians, and it is our desire to pray for them this morning. We desire that they would have a faith that is growing and increasing in the knowledge of you and your word and your grace and of your wrath and of your love. Father, we desire that these struggling Christians would have a will to please you, and that it would increase at this time, that they would learn to hate sin and its consequences, that eternal separation that it causes from you, and we do not want to be a part of that, and we want them to be with you in heaven one day. Father, we desire that struggling Christians would go to you in order to escape the temptations that they face, whether it's by reading or studying your word, that they would make that a habit when temptations come, or that they might pray to you at that time and oft escape the snare of temptation by that time of prayer to you. Or perhaps that they would go to you by helping others, seeking to help others escape their own temptations. And so we pray for them. We pray for all of those struggling with various temptations in various ways all over the world. Father, we desire that they would remember that there is no temptation that they cannot overcome if they would look to you and your word. As you've told us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that you are faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape. We pray that these struggling Christians would look to you for that way of escape, and that they would cut off the things that are causing them to stumble, whatever that might be. Father, we ask and we desire that they would not try to get so close to sin that it begins to pull them in and it is too late. Father, we are so thankful for that way of escape that you provide, and we pray that they would look for that escape and that they would seek to watch and pray as you have told us to, Father, we desire that these struggling Christians would be people of prayer and that would help them escape temptations and sin. Father, we also desire that we would pray more and pray more for them. And it's in Jesus' name, by His authority, that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the return sweet.